This is Earth and Sky. When they aren't counteracting the pull of Earth's gravity, human muscle fibers get weaker.
Also, astronauts lose bone density while in space. They lose some balance and coordination abilities. Kenneth Baldwin is a physiologist and biophysicist at University of California at Irvine. He's team leader for muscle studies with NASA's National Space Biomedical Research Institute.
We have developed what we're calling a space gravity cycle, and what this cycle is designed to do is to use the normal muscular activities to pedal this device and at the same time create an artificial gravity environment.
This space gravity cycle looks like a cross between a merry-go-round and a couple of bicycles. You pedal around a central pole to experience centrifugal force. In space, this force can feel like gravity. To test the space cycle, Baldwin wants to recruit volunteers to lie in bed for weeks at a time. Half will get up for a short period each day and ride the cycle.
The cycle can simulate a stronger pull of gravity than what we experience on Earth. Dr. Baldwin thinks small doses of this hypergravity might work as well as longer doses of ordinary earthly gravity to help astronauts stay fit. He hopes to send his gravity cycle to the space station for further testing.
Special thanks today to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.